I'm at the Siri Fort Auditorium in New Delhi, and with me is a man who is said to have caused more than 1 lakh breakups.
We stopped counting a while ago, but it's...
And how many of them are because of your looks?
Very few, I imagine.
Okay. We are, of course, with Daniel Sloss, one of my top there comedians.
Oh, okay. Who else is up there?
I won't tell you.
Who am I?
The next guy I'm interviewing, he's...
Okay, yeah, that's
right. You know how it goes.
Yeah, of course.
He is with his show Can't in New Delhi. And how many other cities are you touring?
We're doing 8 cities altogether.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So we're going to have like a small chat with him. First of all, tell me, what is the most India question that has been asked to you in this state? The question that you're sick of now.
It's always about the food.
It's always about the food?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, are you going to try the food? What food do you like? And I do like the food here, but I have a white boy stomach and I have like 8 shows to do. Okay. So dead anter.
So what did you have this morning?
Dead anter, very strict about what I'm eating and when I'm allowed to try certain things. Because last time we were over, on the last day was the Dead Ant Comedy Festival in Mumbai. And after the show, I was like, just get me as much street food as you can. Yeah. And my favourites were Pani Puri and Vada Pav, which was legitimately good.
Have you had Pani Puri in Delhi though?
No.
Because we can start a war in the comments.
I've heard.
Between Delhi and Bombay, Pani Puri, dude.
But it's called something different.
Goyappe.
And it's called something else in Goa?
I am not sure.
No. Okay.
You're doing your research.
Yeah, man.
You usually do that when you're like touring a country, read up on it, meet the people.
No, not normally. Like if it's somewhere like new and exciting, sometimes I don't do any research on any of the European places. But like India was, this is such a, surreal but amazing thing.
Have you had any audio or sound issues on your shows here?
Absolutely, yeah, man. It's India. Yeah, we've had a bunch of them.
Tell that to Trevor Noah, dude, you are not alone.
Yeah, we got a bunch. We had our mic cut out in Mumbai last year for a little bit. The show in Delhi last year went up very, very late.
Does not look good.
Had to cut it down.
Okay.
It's India, we get it.
If you had to describe your comedy style to an Indian who's never seen you, never heard of you, what would you say?
Not for you, buddy.
Okay, what if you have to describe your comedy style as a Indian food? What would that be?
Oh, God. Well, something that definitely gives you diarrhea. Something that... Okay. But like a really cathartic one. I guess something that's, spicy but cleansing. Not for everyone.
So that's your all Jaljeera, Pani Puri, all of that?
Yeah, something like that.
Of course, as you said, one... typical question that we ask every white person or anybody from outside India actually is about the food. Mm-hmm. The next thing is, of course, languages.
Yes.
Have you been picking up on any Indian languages?
I set myself a challenge last year, which I did not stick to.
Okay.
In August last year, I was like, because we knew this tour was coming up. And I was like, I think it'd be really good if I could just like surprise the audience by speaking like basic Hindi.
Okay.
So I did... Duolingo for a bit, and the Hindi alphabet is f***ed. Like, it's absolutely f***ed. It's an insane alphabet, and all of the letters make the same f***ing noise. Like, there are 4 different letters for Ra, there are 8 different letters for Ba.
You know, this is the last time you're coming in India now.
Yeah.
You said that Hindi is a f***ed language.
Yeah.
Done, bro. Last show.
I tried to, but it's just that it's raga and all these sort of noises and stuff. So I eventually got a Hindi instructor.
Okay. Wow, you are actually putting effort into this.
Yeah, I did. I did for 2 weeks. I had a Hindi instructor. I used her twice.
Okay.
And she was like, what do you want? I'm like, I want to just be like basic conversational Hindi. She was like, that's never going to happen. You're never going to be, like, unless you grew up in India, that ain't happening, buddy. Okay. And I'm like, okay, well, I just like to be able to like introduce myself and maybe like understand a couple of things. And we did 2 lessons together, and by the end of the second lesson, she was originally from Delhi.
Okay.
And she was like, there's no point in you learning Hindi, man. She's like, everyone speaks
English. Let's go.
Everyone speaks English.
What can you tell us in Hindi?
I used to be able to say, I can't say anymore because she told me about it. I used to be able to say, my name is Daniel. I am from Scotland. and I try to be funny.
You said that in English.
Yeah, no, I can't remember. I said ages ago.
Mera naam Daniel.
Mera naam Daniel. Yeah.
Main Scotland se hoon.
Main Scotland. Oh yeah, who?
Main Scotland se hoon.
Se hoon. Yeah.
Main funny hone ki koshish karta hoon.
Okay.
Have you learned any galis though? Any Indian cuss words? Hindi cuss words.
Yeah,
because well, that's the first thing we do in any language, right? Learn the bad words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I've not learned any of the... Well, I get sent them all the time. I struggle to remember them just because my memory's shit.
Okay.
But it's a lot of a lot of your mother this,
okay,
your mother that. It's, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very... It's always... You're always insulting the woman in someone's life.
I think all over the world...
Yeah.
We just... Okay.
And my sister's dead, so that works twice as much.
Okay, talking about your comedy and the kind of chat we have, I don't even know how I'm going to edit this because this interview is just going to be beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But have you been told to specifically not talk about a particular subject?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course. Yeah, man. And we were just in Turkey. And Turkey is another country where it's like, they're not subtle. They're like, you are not allowed to make jokes about this. And if you do, it's... And, you know, it's the job and the responsibility of the performer to push boundaries. And but, you know, I also want to come back to India. Like, you know,
That a comedian has gotten arrested, right?
Yeah, in man. India? I've met one of your boys out in New Zealand who's not allowed back in the country. And if he is, he'll be arrested. Yeah, I know.
So...
Yeah,
you gotta see how much you want to push that boundary.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna push the boundary because I think
comic.
Yeah, last time I was here, I was like, surely they're not gonna do anything to. Like, I'm white, they're not gonna do anything to me, are they? And then they were like, they'll still do so. There's a big country, man. People go missing.
You can't trust the colonial hangover that much.
Yeah.
They won't do anything. Okay. So, I think there's this sudden, I don't know, obsession with international comics to explore other markets like India, right? Mm-hmm. So why are you guys coming for our jobs, man?
Well, one, it's about time we came for yours. You know, it's only fair. Second, whenever, since my Netflix specials came out, just 90% of the comments
on
social media was like, get the f*** to India. Like, why are you not coming to India? And, you know, very naively, much like most British and American comedians, I'm like, there's not going to be a comedy scene there.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, you know, people don't understand that comedy's existed here for like well over 25 years. You have so many good comedians. You have different comedy clubs in each city. Like, it's the audiences are comedy literate.
Exactly.
They
have you seen the people outside?
Yeah, yeah, man. They're up for it. So I think it's just naivety and fear in a lot of people's... a lot of other comedians.
And because of the internet, all of that is suddenly exploding
I think we'll be, I know we're not the first, but we're early doors, but we're going to be the first of many. Yeah. Like, if this tour is as successful as we imagine it will be, and we'll be coming back again.
Going by the crowds outside, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh man, that's all we have to do. Like, you know, people, way more people tour Europe now. We've been touring Europe for 10 years, 12 years now. And now, finally, American comedians and British comedians are like, oh, okay, we'll go and do that now.
Exactly.
So people will follow us, but we did it first.
So you talked about your Netflix specials, right? And that sort of brings me to a thing that I'm noticing in Indian comedy, but that's been happening worldwide as well, that a lot of people are ditching the traditional Netflix and Amazon Prime special model to sort of drop independent specials on their own YouTube channel. They do like a pay-per-view kind of a thing. So what's your thought on that? Have you explored something like that? And how do you see that, essentially?
I released my last special, Socio, on my website.
Exactly.
X is for free on my website. We filmed Hubris and we filmed Can't. Both of those will go on my website.
On your website, exactly.
Yeah. Man, the Netflix effect is huge. Like, if you have a good special about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know plenty of people who've had Netflix specials that were shit and did nothing for their careers. It's you can't argue, but I don't think any other network has. Amazon Prime doesn't have that reach. Mm-hmm. Disney don't do any comedy specials.
So do you think that's the way forward? That just on your own website, YouTube, pay-per-view?
Yeah, man. I think if you've got your own audience, like from, you know, Netflix is good to getting you to an audience who don't know who you are, but once you have your own audience, and YouTube is really good for it as well, you know.
Because I think some of the biggest comedians in India, like Abhishek Upmanyu, Kunal Kamra, they've all dropped their specials on their YouTube channels.
Yeah.
And they've had like a membership.
Yeah, and the second you drop it, you can see the viewership and it's a good way of measuring sort of how popular you are. I mean, I would like to go back to Netflix, but when the Netflix specials came out, I had X ready to go. And they were like, we're not ready to give you another special yet. And I was like, cool. And then I sold it to HBO. And then, yeah, so I don't think Netflix will be banging on the door anytime soon.
So you're no longer a Netflix comic?
No, unfortunately.
Okay, so talking about your show that you're touring right now, Can't.
Mm-hmm.
What can we expect from it? Or what can't we expect from
it? Well, I mean, it's me sort of talking a little bit about, you know, cancel culture around the world in comedy and in real
life. And you chose India to do that?
Well, you know, it's nice to talk about cancel culture in a country that actually fucking has it, as opposed to all these Americans being like, I got cancelled. You're like, did you get cancelled or did you get yelled at online for a little bit? Is your career over or can you not handle online criticism from 14-year-old girls, you fucking wimp? India, actually, as we know, there's real consequences to saying certain things.
Oh, we have freedom of speech.
And then I became a father 2 years ago, so a lot of my show is about, you know, being a dad and childbirth and talking about a man's role in it all.
And where are some other places that you're hoping to explore in India?
I can't wait to, you know, I can't wait to see Goa. I mean, I can't wait to go to so many of the places. I'm really glad that I get to see the whole country. I'm glad I get to do we're doing the South, we're doing West Coast, I think we're doing East Coast, all the middle stuff. I feel like I'm seeing a good portion of the country. Yeah.
Nice. And what has been the difference in your experience from the first time you came here to now?
I've not been on stage yet, but, you know, this time it feels a little bit, like, less rushed. Like, last time we were in and out straight away. I think this time we've got, like, 2 days off, so I'll definitely get to see more of it and experience more. And I'm more prepared for this time. It's less of a shock, you know.
Interesting.
It's the most stereotypical thing, but the roads here are insane.
Okay, so we are going to close in a bit. If there's one thing that you want to tell your viewers in India... Preferably in Hindi, whatever broken Hindi you can
speak. I never thought I would ever get to this stage in my career. This wasn't a very, you know, even an option 15 years ago. And I will do my best not to f*** up.
Yeah, I hope you do. Thanks a lot for this. But before we go, we have this tradition. Since you're in India, we're going to do this the Indian way. Okay, so we have this tradition. It's not a joke. Unlike your comedy, it's not a joke. It's a very serious tradition, okay, in India. It's called the rapid fire. Okay, a man by the name of Karan Johar, he once gave us this format. And we have to do it. Every interview just has to end with the rapid fire, okay? So now what I'm going to do is, I'm going to name some Indian languages. You have to tell me if it's a real language or have I made it up.
Okay? Yeah.
Let's start with an easy one. Indian, is it a language?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Are you sure? Do you want to double check?
Definitely not a language.
Oh yeah, good. Nice. Good boy.
Yeah.
Hindi?
Hindi's definitely a language.
Yeah. What about Marathi?
Now, that does sound familiar, but that doesn't mean it's a language. It could be a curry. Marathi. M-U-R-A-T-I?
M-A-R-A-T-H-I.
Yes.
It is?
Is it?
It is.
Yes!
Oh. Okay. What about Malayali?
Sounds more like a dialect.
If you ace this, by the way, you're better than, I think, a huge chunk of Indians.
Okay.
If you get this one right. Malayali, is it a language?
No, it's not.
You are right, bro. The actual language's name is Malayalam.
Okay.
So it's like saying, I speak Indian.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So Malayalis are the people, Malayalam is the language. Punjabi?
I feel like Punjabi is a language.
I don't know. I'm the one who's making all the questions.
It's a language, yeah.
Bengali?
So many. And also, there's one more language I definitely know exists. I'm just waiting for you to say that one. Bengali, yes.
It is, yeah. Not bad, man. You're raising it. The next one, Pringali.
Pringali, no.
I just matched Bengali and Pringles. Nice. What about Bhojpuri?
That's a... Bhojpuri is...
Bhojpuri.
Oh, Bhojpuri. No.
Think again, bro.
Is that a language?
Yeah. And the last one, A-N-A-N. Is it a real language?
Anan.
A-N-A-N.
Anal.
See, I can't say the word. I can just spell it out for you.
Anal is not a language. And if it is, it's a love language.
It is. It is. It's a... it really is a language. It's spoken in some tribes in Manipur.
Wow. And how is it pronounced?
Anal.
Anal. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So that was Mr. Daniel Sloss. He is on his Cant tour.
Yep.
And we are excited to see what you can or can't bring to the table.
Thank you very much, man.
Had a nice chat, man.
Thank you so much.
All the best for your show. This was Prateek. This was The Quint. I'll see you in the next one.
You were listening to The Quint's podcast.